Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
What our acharya say about Holi? A question about Holi. And how it was start. And our acharya say play some, not play, some say, what saying about Holi, our acharya, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Yeah.
He's saying this, and the devotee is asking about Holi, ho holy. This festival of celebrating the arrival of spring, Vasant. This is one of the festivals, it's called a Naimittik Leela. There is no origin to this Leela because it's Nitya. It's eternal, but Naimittik means it's occasional because it's not every day of the Lord's pastime. Of course, it actually is. But there's a Naimittik aspect of it and a Nitya aspect, because in Radhakund there's holy every day. So that means it's eternal. Radhakund's eternal, Radha and Krishna are eternal. Vaikuntha, Vishnu doesn't play holy. These are some of the special Madhurya. Krishna has four Madhuryas which distinguish him as Purnatam Bhagavan. Vishnu is not Purnatam Bhagavan. Vishnu is Purna Bhagavan. But Krishna in Dwarka, he's Purna Bhagavan. Krishna in Mathura is Purnatara. And Krishna in Vrindavan is Purnatam. Only Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna has these four. They're one in tattva. Vishnu, Ram, Nisringa, Krishna, they're all one in tattva. They're all Vishnu tattva. But they're different in ras. Ras vichar, and also differences in Aishwarya vichar and Madhurya vichar. So Ram is sweeter than Vaikunthanath. But sweeter than Ram is Dwarkadish. And sweeter than Dwarkadish is Mathuradish. And sweeter than Mathuradish is Shyam Sundar. Madaram, 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 Smita Madara, Leela Madara, Yamuna Madara, Venu Madara, Madaradipater Akilam Maduram. Sweet. Rupa Goswami says there's four special Vishesh Guna of Krishna that separate him. Of course, he has 64 qualities, Vishnu has 60. That's the nectar devotion. But in terms of this rasa, there's four sweet Krishna's Leela Madhurya. Holy Leela, sweet Madhurya. Vishnu, no. And his Rupa Madhurya is very sweet, his form. And his Vena Madhurya, his Vamshi Vena Murali, very sweet. Manohara, Murali Manohara steals everyone's minds and chants and captivates everyone. Murali Manohar and Rupa Manohar and Leela Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. His Prema is so sweet. In Vaikuntha there's only 2.5 rasas. There's Shant, Das, and half of Madhurya. Half means Swakya. This is my wife, Lakshmi Devi. The other half of Madhurya means Parakya. Paramore love. Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna, the gopis. So this is Krishna. So holy is a Nitya Leela. It's going on every day. But then on a yearly basis, it's going on at springtime. It begins, it's actually, every year it's celebrated all over Brajmandal from time eternal. In all the different villages, when Krishna was here, it was celebrated one village after another village for 40 days. Starting Vasant Panchami, which is long ago, and it ends on Guru Purnima. Vasant Panchami say, Guru Purnima tak. That time measurement is exactly 40 days. And all the acharyas have written bhajans about it, and all the six Goswamis have described it. Ananda Vrindavan Champu is written by Kavi Karnapur, direct associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's a gopi in the spiritual world. Gunachuda Saki, Gopi, Kavi Karnapur. And he's writing an entire chapter 14 all about Holi Leela. Very elaborate, fantastic. chapter 14, Ananda Vrindavan Champa. All the Leela. Dharmada Mango and the Sangeet Devi from the heavenly planets comes, and Gandharvas come, and all this unbelievable. And all the Padakars, there's all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Brijvasis and Hindu Wallace, Hindustani person, devotees, they've written so many bhajans about holy. Very, very popular. This Braj Mandal, of course, is a holy dham, Krishna's Leela Bhumi, and yatris and pilgrims come here all the time, year-round. But the biggest time of the year, out of the 12 months a year, the most people come to Brajadham during Holi, these 2 weeks. Some professors have written books and PhDs about Braj culture and Braj arts and Sanji and all kinds of different things. And they've done studies and surveys of, and they even have numbers. I remember reading a book from 1977 called The Dark Lord, The Dark Lord by some professor. He had come and he knew Hindi and he knew Sanskrit, a Western person, very smart, intelligent professor type. And he came and he studied Krishna. The Dark Lord means Shamsundar, Ganesham, Krishna. Very popular book in all colleges. So he studied this Krishna culture in Braj and met all the Goswamis and read all the books. And then he did a survey of counting people. And he was saying, and this was 1977, the yearly average number of yatris is 1 million people a year. That was then, something like that. Pilgrims, visitors to Vrindavan. So that's something like 1 million, something. But and then out of the 12 months, 500,000 of 1 million come in holy. And the other half are spread throughout the year. Holi is the most, is the biggest time by far. It's like half the yatris come at this time. Then the next biggest time is Radhastami. And the third or fourth biggest time is Kartik. Very small. Well, it's Gaudiya's, it's, you know, it's big for us, Radha Damodar. But in terms of all India and all world, India is famous worldwide for Holi. Latimar Holi with sticks. Lati means stick. Where the ladies beat the Varsana ladies beat the heads of the Nandagram men. They have big. They wear these big leather helmets. They have a big leather shield, really thick shield. I've seen on the streets in Barsana and Nandagram. And then four ladies stand around one guy, and he crouches down, holding his shield, and they go, tong, tong, and four directions. Lati's about set this stick, this danda, this lati. Lati is about 7 feet long, and they're holding it. And the ladies get so enthusiastic, you see them jumping in the air. And that's on, it's been filmed by Japanese television crew. I was there 1 year, Barsana, some Japanese national broadcasting from Japan and BBC, and many all around, they film. They love it. Women's lib, you know. The women's are pow, beating the men, and women around the world, they like that, to see women beating men. So, and it's so good, and colors, and oh, it's amazing. So this is an eternal Nitya Leela. Siddha Krishnas is written in his Gutika, so many. He describes Gauranga's holy pastimes and Shiva Sangam. Gauranga played holy with Gadadhar and all, because they're all gopis. All of Lord Chaitanya's Brahmin associates and Navadvipa are all mandris and sakis. So they play holy in Srivas Thakur's Shiva Sangam. It's written about in all the Bengali bhajans. And in books describing Gaur Leela. Ho ho holiye. It's a Prem festival of love. And sometimes it gets degenerated to a little hooliganism and a little bit of passion and maybe aggression or bigotry or Indian versus Deshi versus Videshi or kind of different mixed Kali feelings get in. But the actual Leela is totally sweet, totally transcendental. It's a Prem Leela, 100% Prem Leela, holy. Ho ho, holy hey! Pitchkaris, liquid, pani, colored water, then powder. Then they have this shellac. Shellac is like natural shellac, is some kind of very thin bark of a tree. and it peels off, and then you can melt. You melt that bark, and it makes like a jelly called shellac. And you can make, you can shape little cups with it in school. You know, shellac. It's like a kind of substance, natural substance. The gopis would gather these shellac and make like a little ball. And they fill it up with powder, become like a hand grenade. The original hand grenade, you know. So they have these balls with shellac, and they tie them in there. They have a sash around their waist. They tie them in a sash. Then they have pitchkaris. So they're shooting. If they run out of water and they're getting blasted, then, you know, just like any soldier. They call it holy war. They call it the war, battle of holy. It's a battle. You know, the coward boys and the gopis fight each other like anything. So then the gopis reach in and grab one of those bombs, and they throw it in the air. And it's so, the covering is so thin that the friction of the air and the heat of the air, as it throw it up in the air, it stays intact. It's like paper mache or something, you know, the shellac. But then as it starts to descend, it dissolves, then the powder is like some, it sounds like some neutron bomb or something. That modern guys, they drop some bomb over a city, goes down and blows up in midair and drops all, you know, neutrons all over to melt everybody or whatever the horrible things they do. But it's not nothing like that. It's totally, you know, transcendental and pure. And inside that ball is all, is dried powdered flowers from parijat trees. Parijat makes a beautiful yellow color. It's a little tiny white flower with an orange stem. You see them later on, August or so, Vrindavan. Little tiny flower and an orange, little like saffron stem, and white flower, cream white, a little small, just like about this big around. It's called Harshringa, Harshringar in Hindi, Parijat. It's not the Dorkadish, it's Parijat tree from heavenly planets, but it's called Parijat. Very fragrant. So they dry those flowers, when they, the mandris, they pick all these flowers and they dry them in the rooftops of the palaces, and then they become very yellow, like turmeric, like haldi. And they keep them in bags, and they keep them in the store until the next year, holy, then they grind them up into powder, and they take dried rose petals, and then they grind up, and that makes a red powder and a yellow powder. Then they have sandalwood powder, pure sandalwood. Then they have keshar. They take keshar, those little threads of keshar, saffron, and they grind that into a powder and have this orangey-red powder. And they take marigolds. Marigolds are yellow. I mean, gendak. They dry them, and that makes a bright yellow powder. Then there's one little dry berry that grows on a shrub. It's called gulal. It's a little tiny berry. It has a little fur on it. Some of these berries from these wild trees, a little tiny berry like gunja, but it's soft. It has little fur on it, little hairs. And then they take that, and they powder that, and it makes a bright red color, dark red. It's all fragrant, super fragrant, and all natural earth and herbal colors. This is holy. But now holy is just all chemicals. It's all chemical dyes from, and it gets in your eyes and burns for weeks and burns your skin. It ruins your skin and ruins your clothes. It doesn't have any smell. It just smells like nothing. You know, because it's chemical dyes mixed with powdered marble dust or something. You know, from rock, they have rock crushing factories. They put in the rocks. So they make the big rock and the small rock, but doing that, there's so much dust. Like when a lumber guy, you know, he's sawing wood with a saw. He's cutting wood, but the byproduct is big piles of sawdust. You know, sawdust with all the, you have power saw. So you're cutting the wood and you're making a chair. You know, wood. Cutting. But while you're cutting it, all this powder is on the floor. We call it sawdust. This is saw, and that's dust. English is not too intelligent. So that's useful. People use that for things. So this is the situation. This dust from the rock crushing places, just useless rock dust. They mix color in it. See, it's like chemical color. It's all chemicals. The dust is white, and the rocks are just white or gray, and mix so much chemicals in. It's terrible. You get in your mouth, it tastes like poison. It's a lot of fun. People still play and everything, but And they put that powder in the water, and it's just green water. It's just like, it's like a dye. It's just, it's dye. It's literally, it's powdered chemical dye is what this stuff is. Lots of fun.